Praise the Lord and good morning to everyone. Let us look unto the Lord so that our hearts are prepared. And also Lord will speak to us individually. Dear Lord, thank you Lord for giving this wonderful time to come around the Lord's table, Lord, and exalt and adore thee. And thank you Lord for the privilege what thou granted us to remember our Lord. Lord, and also thank you for this time what you gave us. Lord, you brought over us over here so that Lord you would minister unto us individually as we stand before thee and serve thee. Lord, we belong to you. We are your sheep. You are our shepherd. Lord, you have planned for us and you are dealing with each and everyone individually to, according to thy will, to bring glory unto thee. So the Lord, whatever we meditate over here, let it be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, so protect the word which is being sown today through the Holy Spirit. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us turn to Genesis chapter 17. Verse 1 to 6. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 to 6. I will. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but the name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. May Lord bless this word. When I was reading this word, we all know that in the 17th verse, the Lord met Abraham after the birth of Ishmael of 14 years. But when I read these further verses, God asking Abraham to walk before me and be thou perfect, I was thinking, what is the timing of the Lord? Abraham left his parents' home when the Lord asked to get out of the kinder, they all moved out. And then Abraham was walking with the Lord, and then he built the altar between Bethel and Hai. And then he was separated by the Lord. And then he made a war with the people who took up with the Lord. He was successful. And also he offered Melchizedek the offering. So it sees that he's almost walking with the Lord, right? And he is walking with the Lord. And also he built an altar at the Hebron. And he was also called in the 15th chapter, right? And he believed in the Lord and he counted to him for righteousness. Mm. After all these actions, all these activities in his life, he's 99 years old. And I think he might have thought, I'm almost done because I have a son now who is 14 years old. I'm 99 years old. Kind of, if you look at his history back, as we can all look into us, man, we did good work with the Lord, right? We had a good work. We built in a couple of altars, sold a couple of churches, or invested in people's life. and I'm old, I have a 14-year son, then I'm going to look at this son and enjoy, raise him in the obedience of the Lord. At that time, Lord has a different plan. At that time, Abraham thought he's successful and is walking, then the Lord meets him. What a timing is of our Lord. When we think everything is done, according to the human knowledge, then the work of the Lord starts. That's what I felt in this one. Here, it was precisely mentioned, he's 99 years old, right? So everybody are younger than him. So it's like for all of us, including me, right? So he's 99 years of age, he's old. And I don't want to draw relativity compared to what 175 years Abraham lived and what is the age of 99 in this days. But he's almost thinking that I need to just rest now, you know. But at that time, the Lord meets. And when the Lord meets, Abraham was, I don't want to say he's weak, but he's almost good because he's having a son, he's settled down. And he and his wife Sarah, I mean, at least biologically, they cannot make any children. So he's a retirement age, I want to call him. Maybe like if you call retirement age in India, retirement age was 58, but it moved to 63 now. I mean, slowly it's moving now. So retirement age, people think it's done, but it's a beginning. And then, and the Lord is introducing himself. It says, and when Abraham was 90 years old, that means 90 years old and 9, when he's weaker, and the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I am the Almighty. You know, he's introducing exactly opposite to the Abraham. That means I am Almighty, I am all-strengthful, I am all-powerful. I am all a Lord who can control the nature or the people and everything. Almighty is a bigger word, right? Nothing is more powerful than me. He's introducing to him. I am Almighty. Otherwise, Lord, I'm trying to make a point over here. You are weak, but I'm Almighty. You think you are done, but I have something for you. And then he says, now he says, after all his life journey, now God says, walk before me and thou be perfect. I mean, I was thinking, what is this walk? He was already walking. He almost did what a human can think. Then I was looking about it, walk before me and thou perfect. I was looking at some Bible study tools. What is this walk? This walk is, it doesn't mean that Abraham did not walk with the Lord. We all know he walked. It doesn't mean that he discontinued walk with the Lord. But what Lord is, you continue the walk, but in faith, in dependency on me for everything you wanted. I think somewhere Lord might have not appeared to him before, because in matter of Ishmael, he listened to his wife but did not consult him. That is you all know. And the Lord knows more, because the Lord's eyes are different than the human eyes. So God is asking, you walk in dependence of me, everything what you needed in terms of temporal things as well as spiritual things. And walk in all the ordinances and the commandments which I have given or I'm going to give. You walk as if you are in my presence. In my presence, that means you are naked before me. You are naked before me. Walk in my presence as if so that you are walking under my watchful eye. There is nothing which is escaping from my eyes, which you are doing. So walk in such a way. Now walk in such a way. I was just surprised. Now walk in, when he says, walk before me. So that kind of walk, Lord is expecting Abraham. I mean, I was thinking, this is such a human life. Many times we think, I'm almost done. I'm almost did a good run. If really God comes to us today, is talking with us today, saying, now walk before me. And thou be perfect. It's a questionable thing, but it's very clear. Lord is trying to make a point. Now walk before me as if your dependence on me. Like in Hebrews chapter 4, we all know how the word of God is active and true, and it can it is stronger than the two-edged sword. It can pierce between, I'll read for all of us, for the benefit of the young people. So many people know it, but for the benefit of the young people, I'll read. Hebrews chapter 4, so young people can turn their Bibles or write. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirits, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It knows the thoughts of your heart and the intents of your thoughts. It knows, it can discern your thoughts and the intents of the heart. That is what God is saying. I know you are walking, but you are so naked before me. I know your heart thoughts. I know your thoughts. And also, I know your heart. Now that should be perfect. Now that should be perfect. If that is not perfect, if you are walking, you're still walking, but you may make some choices or move aside which are not in the will of the Lord. And this next verse, it says, same chapter, next verse, neither is there any creature that manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and are open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. They are naked in the eyes of the Lord. You know, it's such a powerful Lord. I mean, whatever we are doing, whatever we are thinking, they're all naked. Nothing is hidden. In this generation, children will think they're watching their phone and see nobody's looking. Unfortunately, every person can look at you. Whoever, even cyber, say, even Apple can look at you, what you're browsing. That is the mindset of us. They're, when I say to my kids, I just take the example of my kids because I'm watching, don't watch the phone. They go into the bedroom and watch, thinking that nobody's watching. But so open to the world. Likewise, sometimes we behave like those children. Whatever thoughts and intents are so open to the Lord, it's like coming on the screen. You see? That's what God is talking, you know, that I know you have done great things in life. I know you have did a great, you have big milestones in life, but he's saying, he's talking about more than the milestones and more than you achieve. He's asking to be perfect. I mean, Lord is our righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. You're not saying that, Lord is saying, you have a zero sin. I don't know whether it's achievable or not. But with the strength of the Lord, in the eyes of the Lord, it is achievable. Lord is saying more and more. I remember always one sermon given by Mac is more and more. So Lord is expecting more and more. More and more perfection, which is possible in Him. Possible through Him. Possible in Him. Maybe this is the Lord. I mean, I have reading references. Is this the Lord Jesus Christ or the angel of the Lord is speaking? But either way, in Lord, we can achieve that. Not through us. But Lord has that desire. And Lord is saying, you also have that desire because I have a desire for you to walk to walk and be perfect. I was just writing some notes. It says, all this as in his presence and order and under his watchful eye that sees and observes all things and before whom all things are naked and open. And also, when I was looking at the perfect, thou be perfect, sincere in acts of faith and in duties, and going on to perfection, which though a sinless are is not attainable in this life, but is desirable, and is to be had in Christ. What a hope what we have. It should be desirable, and I don't know if it is attainable, but in Christ it is attainable. And again, I'm not saying that you have been judged by the works, because the Romans chapter 4 verse 1 to 3, when it talks about the Abraham, very clearly it mentions it is not depending upon the works of the deeds. But there's a Christian walk. We all know that we should walk under the right, under the light. There's Christian walk which Lord is expecting to be perfect, which brings much glory unto the Lord, which not only brings much glory unto the Lord, Lord has work with you and me. I don't know what is that. We have seen after this how the Lord has blessed Abraham and gone to do so many other different things, right? Where he could give his son as an offering, where he was blessed with Abraham. So when Abraham thought it is done, the Lord said it is a start. It is a start to fulfill my promise in you. It is a start to be you be called as a father of faith. It is a start that that my eternal plan, which was laid before the laying the foundation of this earth, it's the beginning of it. Through you Abraham is called the father of faith. And when the Zacchaeus was accept the Lord, he says today even he is also son of Abraham. So much that Abraham was introduced. Such a big plan the Lord had. But I was just thinking, so for us, what he does, for us what it is Abraham. Today the Lord says, people who are under 99 years, I don't know how many people are there, I think all of us. If today the Lord says all the people of 99 years old, under the 99 years old, he says, today, dear, walk before me and be thou perfect. Like, that's a questionable thing for all of us. But Lord has a plan. The day we think it, we are done, but Lord has a plan, because he wants to pursue more and more. So I was thinking, like, if God is saying, like in Colossians, we all know Christ is our righteousness, according to 1 Corinthians 1:30. Because don't ever think that you are unrighteous, because today we worship the Lord, that we are righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ, which has enabled us to come and worship. But Lord has more for you, because Lord has a plan for you. Lord has a will for you, each individually, and the Lord has a plan for the body of Christ as a group, as a local church, as well as a universal church. So for us, although in Colossians, turn in the Colossians for children, because these are all known verses, for Colossians 3:3. Colossians 3:3. For who we are, like Colossians 3:3, children are all born again, baptized, most of the children over here. Who are we? You 3:3, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. So your beginning is from Christ now. Now you are hidden in the Christ. I think we are far better than Abraham. Far better than Abraham with the knowledge what was given to us. And the Christ was laid for us, who died for us, because we are post the Christ's death. We are far better than because we know that we are hidden in the Lord Jesus Christ. So your journey begins, begins from there. Your journey doesn't begin from somewhere else. Your journey begins from Christ. From there, you are trying to walk and trying to be perfect. Such a privilege the Lord has given for this generation. You need not go everywhere. There's so much of confusion in the world. Where to start your righteous life? Your righteousness life starts in the Lord, from the Lord, because you are dead and you're hidden in the Lord. What a joy it is. So Lord, when it says walk, and the Lord, in where you are hidden, the same Lord is saying, walk before me and be the perfect. So when you're hidden in the Lord, that means he's protecting you, right? It's like, it's hidden in the Lord, he's protecting you, that you're not falling. But do you have a desire to walk with the Lord? Do you have a desire to be perfect in the Lord? That's what Lord is, because he has knows the intent of your hearts and the thoughts, and because you are naked before him in everything, in all your thoughts. Nothing is hidden from him. So do you have that intent? So if you look at the Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. It talks about the same thing, walking for young people. For grown-ups too, because under 99. So there's no escape. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and stabilized in faith, as you've been taught, abounding there with thanksgiving. So here also it says, walk ye in him. Walk ye in him, with whom? In whom you are hidden. So your pattern, if the person is leading you, you need to walk with him. When you walk with him, your life pattern should be like him. Your life pattern cannot be away from the person in whom you are. If your pattern, life pattern, your thought pattern, or your intention patterns are away from the Christ, then you are not walking with him. You know, thoughts are so dangerous for all of us. You need to remember, when you're walking in him, that is so true, you are naked before him. No, none of your thoughts are hidden from him. So when somebody is walking, when you're walking with person, then your pattern should be the same. Yes? If some great soccer player takes you and walks you in the field, you try to be like a soccer player, right? Try to be dressed like a soccer player. You're almost feeling like him. You know, when he dribbles the balls, you're thinking, I can also, maybe, you know. You can. The Lord is the better coach than any other great coaches. I mean, how many kids don't want, I don't know, today there are many new soccer players. When I was watching, it was Maradona, now just so many people have come. So you are a better coach. Lord is saying, you have hidden in me. Now I am walking. You walk with me. Is that time is wrong?
It's wrong.
It's wrong?
Yes, sorry. Tell me what it is.
Yeah. 11?
11:24.
Okay, 11:24. I'll watch this. 24. Okay. I need to do my math. So.
My wife sends you her love.
Thank you. So, not to take much time. So, you're hidden in him, and so your life and my life should have that pattern. Whatever we have done in past, how many great things we have done, how many altars you have built, how many offerings you have done, how many knowledge you have done, your life should have the pattern of the Lord. Because it's not an intellectual thing at all. This is not an intellectual thing. This is a life, spiritual thing. This is a living life. Lord wants you to have the pattern shown outside so that people can see, yes, this person is hidden in the Christ. You can also tell to yourself, yes, I am walking in the pattern of the Lord. And also, not only the pattern, and also conduct your life also in the same way, right? When you conduct the life, you also influence others. Like, conduct your life the same. Like in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, this verse I think we have read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1, the last part. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1, last part. You ought to walk and please God as He would abound more and more. Right? And the word says you've got to please the Lord. I mean that the please the God is not that you're doing some actions. It is your desire to please the God. You know, I would think all of our actions, all of our good things fall short before His holiness and righteousness. Right? You know, the intent of you, what is the intent of you? Even if a person does a murder in any murder trial, they see what is the intent of the murder. Right? Intent of anything. So, you should have the desire. Yes, I want to please my Lord. I want to please my Lord. I want to walk with Him who has died for Him, who has hidden me. I'm not a person who is walking around this world like a balloon flying anywhere around. I am hidden in the Lord. I want to desire to please the Lord. I want to do more and more. I think we had a big sermon on one time on more and more. That is the desire of the Lord. So that Lord would see you walking with Him. So Lord would fulfill His purpose and His desires in you and me. When God called such a great person, Abraham, to walk before me after such an all actions what he has taken, and maybe God is saying to us every day to walk before me and thou be perfect. Because I was thinking, what a call it is for Abraham after all this what he has done in his life. And also, and the next one is rooted and built up in Him. I mean, we had so many messages, rooted and built up in Him. I mean, if we cannot walk, we cannot be built up in, rooted in Him. If we cannot root, we cannot be built up. As simple as that. Then you can do more. Then once you rooted and built up, you can do more and more. It's a continuous activity. I don't know much English, but it's a future, a present and future tense. You just keep on going. There's no end for the Christian life. A person don't have end at the 99 years of life. There's no end for the Christian life. Maybe through a prayers, maybe through a gifts, maybe through a giving, maybe through a serving the Lord, maybe an outreach, whatever Lord has had that has His purpose. You're not done until Lord says you're done. Come to me. Amen. You're not done. We are not done. So we are all young in the sight of the Lord. This is all one generation. There is no one generation, senior generation, young generation. We are all one generation. Nobody is done until the Lord says you are done. So there is a lot of activity to walk and walk before the Lord. And also, I was just writing up about rooted and built up. Very simple. We'll reflect the fact that we are in union with Christ. We will grow in our knowledge and application of gospel as we bow to Him as Lord. If we live in Him, we shall be rooted in Him more firmly, and we are rooted in Him, the more intimately we shall live in Him. Intimately we shall live in Him. That intimacy is such a thing. You know, sometimes when we hear the same message again and again, you know, as believers, we have one dangerous things the enemy can say, "Oh, I know about it," you know, I know about it. That's a dangerous things, you know, because this is a word, you know. There's a thing which can make you not to grow in the Lord and walk in the Lord, because you already know that makes you to slow down. That's an enemy scheme. Right? Because we have so much of thing and rooted and built up in Him, these verses have become so common in our life. I mean, for something to root, we know how deep it is. And if you take up any of the large trees, if somebody says dig it and remove it, then you know how the root is. It takes such a time to get rooted. It's so deep. So there's nothing that you heard once again, you know, but make it sure that we have that intimacy with the Lord, that we are having this pattern of life. But like, and also, I have a couple of verses, but I don't want to go there. But in practice, how shall we work? How shall we do it? I mean, you know, in practice, how shall we do it? Yeah. We all know that we want to do it. I mean, I don't have any formula how to do it, but you all want to do it, right? I mean, we all coming together and feeling together, feeling holy is not enough, right? Or feeling good, we are all trying to do good, you know. Lord talked about one thing called hunger, right? Matthew 5:6, the basic message for children. Matthew 5:6. Matthew 5:6. Matthew 5:6. You know, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they be filled. So this hungerness, Lord is saying this, talking about this hungerness, right? This hungerness should be in our life. Children are hungry. We all are hunger. No one can say, I don't know what is hunger. We all know what is hunger, right? That we should have that hunger, right? And thirst after the righteousness. We should run towards you, pursue towards you. You know, in India they say, this man is like so much of money, he's running behind me. You know, he's running behind money. That kind of running we should have, or thirst we should have for the righteousness. You know, the righteousness again is the Lord himself, right? Lord Jesus Christ, because he is our righteousness. That hunger and thirst we should have. The day with the hunger and thirst, many times we all feel low, but Lord is telling to me when I was reading through the word, that, you know, you lost that hunger. You lost that thirst. I don't see you are running for it. You know? I mean, scripture speaks so clearly. So Lord kind of proclaimed here that you should have that hunger and righteousness. That hunger and righteousness will make you walk with the Lord. When we, the hunger and righteousness, that should be our cry. Yes, Lord, I want that hungerness. I desire that thirst to have that righteousness. You are my righteousness. My beginning is from you. I'm hidden in you. I'm hidden in the righteous person. My hunger is to have more and more righteousness of you. More and more of you, right? I think one of the books, Stephen Kahn's, is like, turning into the image of the Lord is becoming like Christ. There is a maturity. Become like Christ. It's not a more knowledge, more teachable, more you can teach. It's not teachable, more teachable. So that it is not what you are saying, but it is about what you have become. It is not how much knowledge we have learned through the word of God, but what you have become. After all this word of God, you learned so much. I mean, when I was a kid, we had a competition called Who Knows More. I was like, Who Knows More? There was a competition. We all 10 people used to stand in a line. I had to say one word, and the person used to say words. It's keep on going. So person who cannot say the words is out. And we were so smart, we were raised in the Hebron main branch, there are all verses on the top, like hundreds of verses. So before we start saying our verses, you used to read all the verses on the which are hanging on the wall, so that we can pull someone down easily. And the families have suffered. Who knows more? It's not about who knows more. It is what who you have become. You know? It is not about relativity, what you are, what I am. It's you and the Lord. You know? The Christian life is, the problem in Christian life is almost, the greatest sin in Christian life is relativity. We all relate. Whether I am better than him or she is better than me, and feel comfortable, oh, I'm better than him. It starts from your dressing, money, it ended up in spirituality too. I'm better than him. So it's not a relativity, it's between you and the Lord, that who you have become. So we all know that Christ is our righteousness, and pulling ourselves to be feeling that you are enough or holy is not enough. But it involves more than that, that we should have the desire to grow. That was Paul says, you know. I gave you an example, right? If somebody likes money, is kind of thinking of always money, we say he's running behind money, right? We say that. Paul says the same thing, but he talks about other running, you know, which we all know. In 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. I like kids running behind education too. But there's another running for the believers, for children. So there's a running which everybody runs in this world. Everybody runs in this world. But this running is special for the believers, right? Some kids are running behind the education. I'm happy. Some children are running behind the sports. I'm happy. Grown-ups are running behind their families. Sometimes I think it's me. Some people are running behind business and money. But there is some running we should have. That running is what the Paul is saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 9, verse 24-27. Knowing not they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that he may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so I fight I not as one beneath the air, but I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, and myself should be cast away. So here Paul is talking about running to win that, a crown. Running to win the Lord, you know. Now what is more bigger than the Lord? Running. The statement is so on. You are hidden in the Christ. You are running with him. And running for him. Right? And running to win him. You know? Everything is with him only. It is not like that you are hidden in him running for something else. You are hidden in him. You are running with him and running for him and running to obtain the crown. This is what the Paul, this thirst you should have. I don't know how much, when did Paul say, because I am not such a great history person to go, when did Paul say, at what point of time? But Paul is saying there is something that you're having a desire to pursue more and more, more and more. It doesn't end, the race doesn't end until you're done. The race doesn't end. There is no competition between your neighbors who are running. It is your eyes are on the Lord. Your eyes are not on your neighbor in the church or friend or relative. Your eyes are on the Lord. It doesn't matter who is stopping. You are running. But helping others to run, that is a different thing. But you are running. It is not never going to end. The runner's things only end when the end line comes. Right? So this is what God is expecting. The hunger for righteousness should not die. That the hunger and the desire should be more and more to please the Lord. Then the Lord will pursue it. I mean, what kind of hunger the Abraham had, we don't know. But definitely Abraham thought, I am done almost. But Lord says, you are not done. I have so much of undone work from you. And similarly, Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, through this process, Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, in this process, there's something more is talking. But for what things are gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ, yea, doubtless, and I count all things, but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but dung that I may win Christ. So when you're running for this Lord, when you're running for this righteousness, as simple as that, right? When you run behind money, sometimes people live behind families, right? Likewise, when you run for the Lord, you're also leaving these worldly things behind. You feel it like a dung. It says, I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. So all other things are becoming dimmer and dimmer, dimmer and dimmer, right? It becomes negligible in our lives. You know, when I'm standing here and saying this message, this is for me more and more. I feel it's for me more and more, like, you know, So it should become dimmer and dimmer. When the things of the world stops becoming dimmer and dimmer, if they are not becoming dimmer, then, you know, somehow you and my run is going the wrong direction. So whenever you run behind something, you lose few things. That is a pattern of life. When you run behind the job, you lose few things, right? That is the nature of the law, because you need to leave them behind. You cannot take that and run. Likewise, you run for the Lord, you run to win the Lord, you automatically leave things behind. That is walk, that is what to be, thou be perfect. Because it is a continuous process. You're becoming perfect and perfect. You're walking and becoming perfect. Our run is like with a hope. We are not a hopeless runner, right? We run with the hope that one day, you know, our Lord will say, "Well done, my beloved servant." You know, it is not "Well done, my beloved servant," better than others. It said, "Well done, beloved servant." Abraham, as I mentioned, Abraham's faith was not just intellectual asset, but life-changing action. You know, Abraham demonstrated his faith in his obedience. Galatians 3:6 says, right? It is not an intellectual thing. It's a life-changing action. Our all lives have changed. Abraham's life was also changed when he left the kinder. Abraham's life was changed when he was separated from the lot. Abraham was changed when he won the war. Abraham's life was changed when he built an altar. But Lot wanted more. You know, Lot wanted more out of him. I don't know what is more Lot wanted from our life and we all life. Lot wanted more from us. To walk before me means to be aware of God's presence, which I said in the starting, and align with His will, right? In Old Testament, if you see in Micah, it says, "Lord, looking for kindness and justice." Lord calling us to run in a way. As Ephesians 4:1 says, the manner worthy of calling. The person who is carrying you, the person in whom you are hidden, run in a manner according to him. To walk before God is to live with the knowledge that God is always with us, that all we do is 100% absorbed by him. There is nothing you can think he did not look at it. Everything what you do is 100% absorbed and 100% accountable. Whether it's a good or bad. Because nothing is hidden from him. You know, I used to see the ants when they go in the, when I was a kid. I used to see the ants they think nobody's watching. But I'm watching, they're going in a line. And they're carrying the food. I mean, better, and I think, oh, these creatures are thinking they don't know what they're doing. Nobody's watching them. I mean, definitely the Lord has better vision than us looking at the ants. Still, we cannot get into those ants' houses, right? So nothing, everything is absorbed. That's what, there is nothing for the young people. They think this is not being absorbed by the Lord. A friendship, a relationship, a talk, a joke, a music. I'm not judging anyone, but you know, everything is absorbed. Everything is accountable. What you listen, what you say. That is what the pattern of life is. There's nothing. Pattern of life is not something where you live here and go live something in the church. Pattern of life is order is what you do every time. Right? Pattern of life is what you like, what music you hear, or what actions you like, or whom you like. This is the pattern of life. That is what Lord wants. I am holding you. Your pattern should be like me. Right? Not the enemy. So it's very careful. Everything is absorbed. Parents may not observe, but the Lord observes. And that will direct your steps. Make you walk. And I'll close very soon. The call for Abraham to be perfect, these two words, two statements. The call for Abraham To be perfect is about having integrity of heart towards God. And Jesus calls his disciples in Matthew 5:48, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." That is, the person who is caring is telling you the same thing. You be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. Philippians 2:15 says, we are to be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of the crooked and the trusted generation. We are to be blameless and innocent children of God, even under 99 years old. It's the same statement for all of us, blameless and innocent children. You know, this is what the Lord's desire is, so that we would please the Lord who has died for us, please the Lord who has hidden us, who is carrying us, who is leading us. May Lord bless this word and strengthen us to walk and be perfect in His sight. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, precious and almighty Lord, thank you, Lord, for giving this opportunity to come to Thy will, into Thy presence, to seek Thy will. Yes, Lord, whatever we are, Lord, you want us to be blameless children before Thee. Lord, you want us to walk before Thee and to be perfect. Lord, after all what Abraham has done, one day caught him. After being successful in life and when he thought everything is going good, he said, you wanted more from him. You want to fulfill more of your desires in him and asked him to be, walk before him and be perfect. Lord, thank you, Lord, the Lord whose desire on us will never end. You want us to run behind you. As Paul said, I run for that crown. Lord, one thing we are sure, we are not running alone, Lord, because we are hidden in Christ Himself. Our journey starts from the righteousness to righteousness. Lord, strengthen us, help us to walk worthily. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.